This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Everyone, it's Andres. This was meant to be a recording session for a different episode altogether. The schedules got shuffled, and it's okay because that gave me time to actually move up the recording I'm supposed to do a little later. So, like, good. So I'm not wasting my time in the studio because of a mix-up in schedules, but it's all good. And I dolled myself up today to express my emotions, too. So this is it's similar to what we're going to talk about in the follow-up episode. It was more on the midterm election stuff with respect to local candidates, statewide candidates, and things like that. But I got to talk about the ballot measures because that is most important to me because this is technically in the hands of the people and they get to vote on things. So I'm going to give you the spoiler first, okay? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 propositions on the ballot. No on all of them. There you go. But if you still want to know what these are about and why I'm telling you to vote no, then that's what we're going to get into. So I normally pull from a couple of different sources after I do my own research, too, to see how things correlate to make sure that, am I on the right track here? And things like that. And generally speaking, I am. But I like to cross my T's and dot my I's. And one of the places that I usually pull from would be from KFI AM 640's John and Ken. And I don't tune into them. I don't listen to radio. I haven't really tuned into radio in years, honestly, because the podcasting world. And while technically radio is just a live podcast with commercials interrupting that you can't fast forward, it's trying to tune in there after is not the same. So podcasting is still a thing of its own, a genre of its own, and something I considerably prefer over radio broadcasting. But let me pull up their voter guides for the ballot measures only. Now, they do have a section here where they do the local candidates and things like that. You're welcome to go check it out. In fact, any and every reference I'm going to be making on this episode will be available in the show notes after the episode has gone up. So while this is technically a stream, I'm treating it as a live, but it's going to be on a replay. And once I post it to the website, all the references will be available there. So if you're watching on any of the platforms that I'm on, and by all means, go to the website, www.thesegovia.com. Look for the post for this episode, and you'll see the show notes there. So ballot measures, propositions 1, 26 through 31. I know it's a little bit of the odd numbering this time, but proposition 1 is the one that's most dear my heart because it's about making abortion a part of the Constitution as a protected right here in the state of California. Absolutely no. Don't even bother asking me. I have 4 children of my own. It was a very close call of my 4th child, something that I didn't ever imagine I ever found myself in that kind of position, especially having welcomed him into the world. Those that do not know the story, I actually told it to my locals community and those that follow me on behind the scenes on Instagram. So I'm not going to recap it here. For those of you that are interested, links are available on the stream somewhere to be able to go to either my website and you'll find the locals page there or locals directly. So you're welcome to join locals. You're not familiar with locals. Locals is Patreon without the censorship. At least that's what they're promising so far. And so far they haven't censored me. So there you go. But that is where I give more in-depth, I guess, about me to my audience in a community where I can connect with people. I consider doing that on Gilded and on Discord. Don't trust Discord. Gilded, it's coming along. But I do have presence across these platforms. Still, Locals is the place where you get to have a look behind the curtain into my life, the goings-on, and exclusive content, such as the shows that I used to do a little more publicly and podcasts. They're all over there with co-hosts and exclusive interviews that you won't find anywhere else. So it's not just like, oh, it's just a glorified Facebook page for Andres. No, there's a lot of exclusive content there. A lot. Anywho, propositions. So proposition 1, to no. The constitutional right to reproductive freedoms, legislative constitutional amendment. No. Proposition 26. Oh, I love how they describe it here. Regarding proposition 1. No, if anything could be called political, this is it. The right to an abortion is not in jeopardy in California. Boom. Thank you, John Colbelt and Ken Shampo. I don't generally consider them as pro-life. They're more middle of the road, I think. But it's been a while since I listened to them, so maybe something might have changed. Or I'm remembering it wrong. Proposition 26 and 27 are probably the most talked about right now because you've probably seen a lot of Native Americans and I guess in some cases indigenous tribes that are being put forth to kind of push these propositions or to oppose them. So there's been a lot of that going on. And there's like, well, they all sound great in a way. They promise a lot of things. That's the thing, it's politics, folks. They promise a lot of things. And that's why no. So Proposition 26 would allow in-person relay dice game sports wagering on tribal lands. Initiative constitutional amendment. No, it's just a group of California tribes trying to distract from Proposition 27 by getting the sports gambling all to themselves. Could it be? Well, that's what John Colbert and Ken Champeau are arguing. When we go to Proposition 27, it says allows online and mobile sports wagering outside tribal lands, an initiative constitutional amendment. So they're kind of saying yes on this one. I'm still saying no. So what they're Proposition 27 wouldn't just allow online gaming outside of tribal lands, because some of the tribes are against online gaming, because this one's by, I think it was put forth by DraftKings. And speaking of ballot measures, I did a post on my site from an interview that California Insider did, one of the great channels that I follow on YouTube, and they had an in-depth discussion with respect to all these ballot measures. So that's another post I'll be leaving a link to for those of you that are interested in learning more about these and more fleshed-out conversations. So 27, allowing them online mobile sports wagering outside tribal lands, because technically gambling is illegal in California except on tribal lands. And the tribes wouldn't want any online gaming to be legal because then it'll take away from their revenue. Well, there's two things to this thing, as I understand it. You can only download these games on tribal lands. You can't download them outside that space. So you need location on your devices. Go to these tribal lands, download the app, and you'll be able to use them. So one of the things about this is a way to say, oh, we are addressing homelessness with a tax through it. That's the kicker for me. No to taxes. Enough. I'm sick of hearing that tax is the solution to end homelessness. Look, homelessness isn't just a symptom of not having a house or a roof over your head. Homelessness is, at this point, a condition that involves an addiction and that involves habits that are probably self-harm or destructive. Or in some cases, even community, where some individuals that have been removed from that, maybe not struggle so much with some form of addiction or whatever, are taken into housing. And next thing you know it, the day or two later, they're back on the street in the same spot where they were. So what happened? I didn't like the housing. These things happen, and they happen in Los Angeles, of all places. So no, I to tax something and that the revenue doesn't generate, then they're going to have to like, well, we promised the funding for this program through this tax and it's not making ends meet. So now we got to pass another tax as a supplement to this tax. You know when that happened? That happened with the cigarette taxes. That's why they keep adding more because, oh, no, fewer people are smoking. How are we going to fund these projects? Let's just tax tobacco again. Dave Chappelle made a great joke about that. You seen this is like when back when we had the Chappelle show like 20 years ago where he says, you seen the tax on cigarettes, they're crack prices. Not just that, soda. How many CVT or CCV taxes are on soda? Because the promised programs that are supposed to be funded by this, and if you do get your habit in check, like, oh, crap, now it's hurting our bottom line. Now we need another tax. They don't care about you. They don't care about homelessness. It's a giant, enormous machine behind the homelessness and the homelessness thing where these guys are making so much money. Making you feel bad for homeless and they do nothing to address and fix the problem. Okay, next one over. Proposition 28 provides additional funding for arts and music and education in public schools initiative statute. So I think the California GOP has a neutral position on this. And if that's the case, that's how much of whips these guys are. No, we don't need more taxes to fund something so small. Say like the fiscal year, $136 billion will be spent on K through 12 grades in California and not enough for arts and music. It's literally a money grab. And here's the thing. Why are certain unions opposed to some of the, like the, I think it was probably 27 about the taxes there for the homeless, and in some cases the one or two next over, because they're all trying to get a slice of the pie. And I think that's what's the next one? They have a title for this. I don't see it here. Yeah, Proposition 30. They're against that, and we're gonna get to it. But let's go to the next one. Proposition 29 requires on-site licensed medical professional at on-site kidney dialysis clinics and establish other states' requirements. Not again. The unions are trying to squeeze big dialysis companies like DaVita for unionization. Enough is enough. Proposition 29. That's also a no. More power to the unions. Absolutely not. They're the majority of the reason why we have this financial crunch in the state of California, because they run the state. And look at what you're doing to the hotels in and around Anaheim. It was 5 for 15, now it's 5 for 25. And if they get their way with the Unite the whatever thing, they're just going to bankrupt these hotels eventually. So, because they're going to pass it on to us, and I am not going to go want to spend that much in Anaheim for a freaking hotel. Like, you know what? Forget it. I'll just get Airbnb somewhere around there. So enjoy your 25 that you're not getting because they had to fire you to make space for somebody else or like a machine to take your place. That's what you want? By all means, more power to you. It was working wonders for the banking industry and McDonald's, right? Freaking kiosks, like Babylon Bee said, the key, all electronic kiosks, as you want to leave a tip. the bee. Proposition 30. This is the one, folks. This is the one. Provides funding for programs to reduce air pollution and prevent wildfires by increasing tax on personal income over $2 million. Initiative statute. Well, it's a rich person's tax. Bull. At least they tell you the title to tax increase, is what they say in their handout from John and Kent. Lyft wants richer people to pay their drivers' EVs. Sorry, no. What's going on? So the state of California has required that Lyft and Uber give their drivers electric vehicles by a certain date. I don't know if it's 2030. So Lyft is finding a way, like, well, how can we fund this thing without hurting our bottom line? Oh, I know. Why don't we make the people pay for it? Brilliant. That's what politicians do all the time. So Lyft found the way. That's why there isn't universal support for this, despite the fact that they're using all the gotcha words. We're going to reduce air pollution because we're going to be driving electronic vehicles. We're going to prevent forest fires because we're going to be taxing. Taxing is the solution to everything. It solves all the problems. World hunger. It gives us world peace. It fixes the climate, you know, because we're spending money to line the pockets of people that do nothing with other than enrich themselves. No on 30. That's why some unions are against it too, because they want a slice of the pie, because they put forth Proposition 28. It's like, hey man, that's our money. That's exactly what's happening. And lastly, Proposition 31. Proposition 31, a referendum on 2020 law that would prohibit the retail sale of certain flavored tobacco products. More proof the California nanny state. Look, I'm not a smoker. And in fact, I don't do any considered recreational drugs. I don't do any of those. Therefore, nothing illicit either. And I've had some issues with the way the state has also tried to regulate cigarettes. But meanwhile, they legalized marijuana, and now we have more people driving driving while intoxicated. I can't tell you how many times I had to roll my windows up because the vehicles next to me on the road, these guys are huffing and puffing away. I'm like, how is that legal? I think the attention is they should be redirected somewhere else, at least for now. But all in all, these are all nasty habits, folks. Just kick them away. But these are not everything. I want to highlight. Let's see. I'm gonna stop sharing the screen now, so you can see my ugly mug. So now I have to share a different screen because Los Angeles, you have a couple more things of your own to worry about. This is from the Howard Jervis Taxpayer Association. And if you're not familiar, I have had the Vice President of Communications from the Howard Jervis Taxpayer Association on my program earlier this year before I was forced to take a hiatus because my baby arrived a little sooner than expected. So I had to push back some of the stuff like this that I was doing. And in certain cases, I think early voting has already started. So you're one of those early voters and you already locked in your voting without knowing about this. I don't think you can get your ballot back if you wanted to change your mind, unfortunately. But for those of you that are almost signing the dotted line to then fold it and mail it out, or how are you going to drop it off? This is what you should know about, especially when you're in LA. So SJ, HJTA, Howard German Taxpayer Association, they're also saying vote no on Proposition 29 and 30. In fact, those are the only two they're actually making mention of. But now let's go to the local measures. This one's for the city of Los Angeles. No on Proposition SP. So now I'm going to read from my other screen here. So you're seeing it there. I'm seeing it down here. That's why I'm looking down. Parks and Recreation Facilities Parcel Tax. This is another parcel tax for parks that will cost property owners $84.14 per 1,000 square feet of their home every single year. The city should prioritize the current budget, not raise taxes again. Vote no for SP. And I'll give you a link for a website if you want to know more about some of these things. The next one, and it's also the city of Los Angeles, is no on initiative ordinance ULA. Tax hike on real property transfers over $5 million. They call it the mansion tax. No, believe me, you give them a cookie, they're going to take the entire van of milk. In this case, the politicians. This is the tax increase on real estate sales that will cost up to 5.5% of the sales price of high-value properties, such as apartment buildings, shopping centers, office buildings, restaurants, and hotels, putting upward pressures on prices. So that doesn't sound like mansions to me. Of course they don't. The money will go to developers and organizations that plan to build homeless housing and provide related services. If we're supposed to end homelessness in 10 years and we're about 5 to 7 years into that program and only 300 homes were built, something like that, maybe less than 1,000. What the hell? And then Gavin Newsom, we're going to spend $20 billion in trying to fight homelessness. So why do we have more homeless than ever before? Ever. And if the COOF was so deadly, why did the homelessness population increase instead of being eradicated? Just asking. I just probably censored, got my episode censored. Okay, Sacramento. On to the next one. Hold on, I didn't finish reading this. LA taxpayers have already agreed to two tax hikes for this purpose, the purpose of taxing real estate. For this purpose, and the money has been wasted. See, what did I tell you? If you pass a tax and it doesn't mean like the promised funding you were going to get from the tax, like crap, we need to pass supplemental tax. LA users, you've done it twice. You're going to do it again. Oh my goodness. What is the definition of insanity? Expecting a different outcome. My goodness. Doing the same thing over and over again. Sacramento County, this one's for you. No on Measure A, sales tax increase for transportation infrastructure. This sales tax increase of 0.5% was put on the ballot by developer-backed a group to raise $8.5 billion for certain transportation projects. It will raise the price of all taxable purchases. Vote no on that. If you want to know what a wasteful project is, check out the Train to Nowhere. And we gave the project from the train, the bullet train from the high desert in Hesperia or Victorville all the way out to Las Vegas. We gave it to China. Where the heck is that? Okay, Sutter County, this one's for you. And it's the last one of these ballot measures I'm going to go over. And I think I'm good on time here. No on Measure A, a 1% general sales tax increase for 9 years. Measure A is the 1% general sales tax increase on most purchases made in Sutter County for the next 9 years. Measure A will cost the average household around $600 per year and more as prices increase. So vote no on Measure A. To learn more about these things, of course, go to Howard Jervis Taxpayer Association. But on top of that, you can go to, nonewtaxes.net. Read my lips. No new taxes. But hopefully they mean it this time. I have made a post regarding the city of LA stuff for my website. This is separately from the episodes that debut here. It's called Strip from the Front Desk. So I have talked about, so say no to LA's measures, ULA and SP, and no to Pasadena rent control. Rent control is something that I've been battling for a long, long time because I manage properties that are the majority of them in rent control areas. I even discussed the Santa Ana rent control situation with the Apartment Owners Association of Orange County. And you can definitely check out that episode. That was the beginning of the year, if I'm not mistaken. So that was a good interview. I'd like to have those guys on again, but I'm also looking at the California Apartments Association to have them on as well. But anyway, I've done my two most recent posts are about rent control. And this is the post I was talking about with respect to the ballot measures explained. This is from Epoch Times, going a little more in depth about all of it. Even the people talking about it got the numbers mixed up a little bit. It's like, oh my goodness, these almost all sound the same. Yeah, I know. And I can't entirely blame them for it. But definitely, I recommend you check that out. Thank you so much for watching this episode of The Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay in the know. And as always, I'll see you on the next one.